In this lecture, we're going to have a look at end use. End use is a regime that allows an importer to pay either a reduced or zero rate of duty on certain imported products. This is provided that they are put to a specific use, or end use as we call it, after importation. The purpose behind the relief is to promote certain EU industries and trades. The legislation is contained in Articles 291 to 300 of the Implementing Regs and Statutory Instrument 1977-2042, the End Use Regulations. Only certain products and uses qualify for these preferential measures, and they are generally detailed in the tariff. An example is parts used in the production of civil aircraft. For example, if you manufacture civil aircraft and import screws and metal parts for incorporation into them, without any special reliefs, you would pay the full duty rate. We will imagine that this is 5%. If you are authorized for end use, however, provided the parts are incorporated into the civil aircraft, you can import them free of duty. End use does not give relief from import VAT, excise duties, or anti-dumping duties. Sometimes an importer will not need to use end use, as the same goods might benefit from a temporary tariff suspension, and this could be regardless as to the final use of the product. This means that the product can be imported free of customs duties. Suspensions are implemented to assist EU manufacturing industries and enable them to compete on an equal footing with overseas manufacturers. They generally last for 6 or 12 months and come into effect from the 1st of January or the 1st of July. The tariff shows which goods benefit from a suspension. Sometimes the suspensions require that the goods be put to a specified end use. Where this happens, the importer will still need to comply with the end use procedure in order to import his goods duty-free. In order to operate end use, you must be authorized. There are four types of authorization. They are a single authorization, where operations are going to be carried out in more than one member state, the C1317, which is used if you only import into the UK but do so on a regular basis. We will look at this in more detail in a minute. The C100, which is suitable for occasional imports only, and the final type is the integrated authorization, which is where a person uses end use and another customs procedure, for instance, customs warehousing. Application is made on the same form as for the regular importer. We will now look at the authorization process in more detail. We have already mentioned that for regular imports into one member state only, the C1317 authorization is required. This is the name of the application form in the UK, which replicates the model set out in Annex 67 of the Implementing Regs. This type of authorization is suitable if the imports are regular, and the type of information that is required on the application form includes the following: the activities envisaged on the goods, the commodity code that is applicable to the goods, and the period in which those goods will have been assigned their specified end use. Usually this is within 12 months. You can read all of this and more details about the application process in Article 293, subsection 3 of the Implementing Regs. Although the application form has a number of boxes, not all of them need completing for each application. For example, for civil aircraft, customs may not require the commodity code. The customs authorities must accept or reject the application to operate end use within 30 days of receipt, and it will be issued for a maximum 3 years. On an exceptional basis, they may issue a retroactive authorization. This may go back to the date the application was lodged with them, or up to a maximum of 1 year prior to this date. This is provided that there has been no deception or obvious negligence on the importer's behalf, and the importer's records show that all end-use requirements have been met. If occasional imports are envisaged, a simplified authorization might be more appropriate. This used to require completion of a C100 form at the time of each import, which was attached to the C88. From the 1st of April 2009, the C100 is no longer required. Instead, the importer completes box 44 on the C88 with sufficient detail for customs to authorize the operations. For instance, the type of detail required is the specific end use the goods will be put to, a description of the goods, and the period that the importer envisages it will take to assign them to their specified use. To read more about this type of authorization, see Article 292, subsection 3 and 4 of the implementing regs. So, how do we import our goods to end use, and can we transfer them to another trader? Let's continue with our example of civil aircraft. Here we have our parts that are being imported into the UK. In order to import to end use, the correct customs procedure code must be quoted on the C88. In addition, the end use authorization number must also be detailed. After importation, provided the parts are affixed to the civil aircraft and the aircraft is then registered in the public records, then no duty will become payable on those parts, as they will have satisfied their end use. Customs may require the goods to be kept under their supervision for 2 years if they feel that the rules could be manipulated. For example, if you import parts, attach them to the civil aircraft, and the aircraft is then registered in the public records, you appear to have satisfied end use. What if the parts are removed 1 day later and sold to someone who uses them in a different industry? This is clearly a manipulation of the rules, and duty-free admission would not be allowed under end use. A person carrying out such operations could also be convicted of fraud. What if we are importing parts and want to send them to another trader for him to affix to civil aircraft? Once the end-use goods have been imported, they can be transferred between two authorization holders. If these holders are in different member states, a T5 procedure is used. The T5 procedure consists of a C88 type document in triplicate that accompanies the goods to their intended destination. Once the goods have arrived safely, the document is stamped, and the original and first copy are returned by the authorities in the member state of destination. Upon receipt of the stamped document, the sender's obligations under end use are discharged, and it is now the responsibility of the recipient to put the goods to the required use, otherwise he will be required to pay any duties due. Article 296 of the implementing regs gives details on the completion of the T5, and you will also see an example of the form in Annex 63. The legislation allows the customs authorities to grant simplified procedures for transfers. For instance, instead of the T5 document, a declaration can be made on the trader's own commercial documents, and this is used to transfer the goods to the recipient. These procedures are usually detailed on the end-use authorization. The authorized end user needs to keep records to the satisfaction of customs that the end use procedures have been discharged properly. Statutory Instrument 1977-2042 talks about these records in more detail. We will go through the general requirements that an importer must comply with. However, like we saw with transferring goods, he can agree simplified procedures with his local customs officer. Regulations 4-9 of the statutory instrument state that the authorized person must do the following. 1. Allocate a serial number to the consignments as they arrive. 2. Keep records showing the importation, receipt, disposal, and use of the goods. 3. Keep the records for 1 year after the goods have been put to their end use. We've already seen in previous lectures that customs legislation requires records relating to imports generally to be kept for 4 years, so records should be kept for this longer period. 4. Allow customs to examine the goods at any reasonable time. 5. Notify customs the date of arrival of the goods and the particulars of any goods lost or damaged in transit. And finally, each year carry out a stock take and furnish the details in a return to customs. To finish off this lecture, we're going to have a brief look at a special procedure. We've talked about civil aircraft throughout this lecture in our explanation of the end-use regime. However, persons involved with the importation of parts for the manufacture of civil aircraft can use something called the Airworthiness Certificate Scheme instead of being authorised for end-use. This reduces the administrative burden on importers as they don't need to apply for an authorisation from customs. Presentation of the airworthiness certificate at the time of importation allows the parts to be imported duty-free. To see what you've learned in this lecture, have a go at the following examples. The questions are multiple choice, so you've got a 1 in 4 chance of getting the correct answer. First question. Which of the following is the correct statement? A. End use provides relief from customs duty and VAT. B. End use provides relief from customs duty only. C. End use provides relief from customs duties including anti-dumping duties. Or D. End use does not provide relief from VAT, but does provide relief from customs and excise duties. The correct answer was B. It only provides relief from customs duties. Your second example is again multiple choice. Which of the following is the correct statement? A. An end use authorization can never be retroactive. B. Authorizations can generally be granted for up to 2 years. C. A C100 is used by regular importers. Or D. Authorizations can generally be granted for up to 3 years. The correct answer was D. Authorizations can generally be granted for up to 3 years.